Dave Danhai and Michelle Grant own the Grilled Cheese Truck, one of the most popular food trucks in LA. They've been on the Food Network, the BBC, the Rachel Ray Show, and they've got over 30,000 Twitter followers. But all that buzz pales in importance to the grade they got today, a straight A from the health department. Building on the success of the restaurant grading program, the Board of Supervisors decided last October that LA food trucks would also receive letter grades. Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky explained the new system.
So the people will vote with their feet. They'll go to a cart that has a grade rather than take their chances on one that doesn't have a grade.
By next June, all trucks should have a grade. If they don't, they're illegal. Danhai says his truck was already getting inspected every few months. With the new rating system, he'll now get to broadcast the results. The letter grade will be obviously displayed on the front of the truck. Danhai welcomes the new level of scrutiny.
The term roach coach was out there for a reason. I think what this is going to help do is get rid of that.
Public health inspectors have a busy schedule ahead of them. They plan to inspect the 6,000 mobile food operations in LA, from large trucks to small hand carts, by June 2012. Inspections will be unannounced. To track the trucks down, the public health department will have to do what we do: find their routes online and follow them on Twitter. Trucks that aren't as fortunate as the grilled cheese truck will get two more chances to up their grade. Otherwise, that B or C sticks for a year. With melts full of marshmallow cream, Fritos, and homemade chili, and displaying a big fat A grade, the grilled cheese truck had made itself very popular today.
Thank you. I'm excited about this.
For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Emily Frost.